Today's daf is Yuma daf Nun Aleph. As we continue in Perikos Yula, we are on the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Yesterday's daf ended in the middle of a sugya, so we have to pick it up right in the middle. We're going to pick it up six lines up from the bottom. Just remember where we what we're talking about. We're discussing the sugya of the power of the Kohen Gadol. And the question is it a carbon yachid or is it a carbon sivur? Because it is a unique type of carbon in that we will see that it is bought by the Kohen Gadol's own funds, but eventually it achieves kapara for all of the Kohanim. So does that make it a yachid? Does that change it into a tzibur? Sometimes you have animals that switch kedusha or switch statuses in the middle. We had earlier last week, we had the paraduma. Reb Chaim explained it that up until the shechita, it's kachi bedek habayis. After the shechita, it's kachi haguf. Most karbanos are kachi haguf from the beginning. So there are sometimes changes of status, but that's the question that we're dealing with. And important nafkaminas. Number one nafkamina is, the sugya the Gemara is talking about now, is temura, the isser of temura, of being able, not a good idea, but being able to substitute a carbon for a carbon, which is an isser daraisa, and the both of them end up being kadosh. That is only by a carbon yachid. Shutfin are not osin tmura. So that's why the Gemara has to find that's an important nafkamina, whether the par of the Kohen Gadol is osin tmura or not. So that's what we're trying to figure out. If we can figure out that nafkamina, we can figure out what the status is. So the Gemara quoted a braisa. And the braisa mentioned comparing. It's actually the Mishnah. The Mishnah in tmura discusses the difference between a regular carbon and a tmura carbon. A carbon that was originally kadosh, naturally, through a person's own hakdasha, versus the tmura that comes as a secondary stage. So the Gemara says, well, there are some chumras by a regular carbon. For example, what's a chumra by a regular carbon? It's doche shabbos, it's doche tuma, and it's oset tmura. All of those apply by a carbon, by a zevach. Ma she'en kein b'tmura, because a tmura is never docha shabbos or tuma, and a tmura is not oset tmura. Only you can have a double tmura. Only the first one. So the Gemara's medayik on that first phrase. What carbon are we talking about here? Which carbon is docha shabbos and tuma and still oset tmura? Because those things usually don't go together. Because docha shabbos and tuma usually applies to a carbon sibur. Usually, not always, as we had on Amud Aleph, but usually applies to a carbon sibur. And Oset Tmura doesn't apply to a carbon sibur. So, which type of carbon is this braisa talking about? So the Gemara said, oh, maybe it's talking about our Par Kohen Gadol. Because the Par Kohen Gadol is, it's a carbon semi-yachid, but it's for sure Dochet Tumah and Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. And it's Oset, so Mistama, that's the one that the Mishnah is talking about, and it says Oset Tmura. So doesn't that show that it is considered a carbon yachid? So the Gemara says, maybe not. There's another option, says Rav Sheshes. Maybe it's talking about the Isle of Aaron. Also, the day of Yom Kippur, but it's the Isle that Aaron brings as an Ola. Not like the Par that we were talking about before, Achatas, but an Ola. Why is that important? Why does the Gemara say Achanami Mistavra? That makes sense that it's talking about the Isle of Aaron and not the Par, because the Isle is an Ola. And the first line of the Brisa said that, let's go back to that. Hakinami Mistavra, but the eighth line. Hakinami Mistavra, disakadaitach de paro. Because if you say he's talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol, tmura de par. So what does the Brisa say? The tmura of the par. Shabbos v'tumu ujulodachya, habachol makriv karva. But it's only a problem on Shabbos, but let's say on a weekday it wouldn't be a problem to bring. Hatamura, right, meaning it says, on Shabbos you can't bring this. But if it wasn't Shabbos, you would be able to bring it. Hatamura's chatos is never hukrav. So we had yesterday is one of the chatos mesos. Hatamura's chatos he, hatamura's chatos lemiso azla. So that's a hachanami mistavra. It must be talking about the ayil of the Kohen Gadol. So here we go. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Lo, la olam paro. Let's go back to the first suggestion. Maybe it is talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol. Maybe it is. And if we would be able to prove that, so then we'll be back to the raya that it is considered a carbon yachid because it's a docha shabbos and tuma and it's osa tmura. Umay tmura, aye. So what does it mean by tmura? Isn't that mashma that on the other days it would be able to be brought? No, shame tmura. It's the general category of tamura. It doesn't mean that every specific carbon in the category would be able, should we have that diuk, that would be able to be brought on other days. Tamuras in general can be offered. Not a tamuras chatas, that's true. But tamuras in general can be offered. That's what Rashi says on this right over here. My tamura, shame tamura. La olam bepar. Vahai chomer bezevach mi bat tamura diktani. Lava tamura didei ka'i. It's not talking about the tamura being referred to in the previous phrase. Ela hachikamer, it means in general. Chomer v'zavach mishem tamura, shein lecha dover, sheshmo tura docha Shabbos. No tamuras are docha Shabbos. Some tamuras are not docha anything. Some tamuras are never brought. But that's what it just, we should look at it in a more general way. So that's what my tamura, shem tamura.
Is this the assumption that the aisle, though, is definitely yachin?
So the aisle is... The aisle, yeah, the aisle of the Ola, right, that's not under discussion, right, only the par is under discussion, because that includes the Kohanim later on. Ihachi, and the Seirim are Litzibur, because that's Mechaber and Ola Klal Yisrael. So Ihachi, Zevach Nami Shem Zevach. Once he's able talking about general categories, Tamura is Shem Tamura, so maybe Zevach should be Shem Zevach also, in a general way, and therefore... We should include all karbanos, right? That's what Rashi says. What's your dechika to say that it's talking about the power, talking about the aisle? Say it's talking about all karbanos. Some of these rules apply to some karbanos. Some of these rules apply to other karbanos. And then you don't have the diuk or araya either way. So where is it? No, shem zevach lo ktani. No. It can't be saying the general category of karbanos, like we said, means the general category of tamura. Why? Mimai, midiktani chomer bat tamura. Because now go to the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah says, what's the chomer of tamura? Shat tamura chala al bamum kavua. Ve'inu yotzel l'chulun. Li gazeiz v'lei aved. As the Mishnah said, that tamura is chal on a bamum kavua. Even if I try to be makdish, a bamum kavua, it does not achieve kedushas haguf. Only kedushas damim, because it's about it's kadem muman lehektation, so it does not achieve kedushas aguf. Mashenkin tamura. Tamura have that ability. If I have a carbon and I'm maimer on another carbon that's about mum, it works. It achieves kedushas aguf, and the results, the nafkamina being that even if I would redeem it, it cannot be sheared, it cannot be a vote that cannot be done to it, as we mentioned yesterday from the Tosfos Yeshayahu. And this is one halacha. So that second line, v'isak adaitach my zevach shem zevach. And if you want to say that zevach really means all karbanos, that's not true. There are some karbanos that also have this halacha. V'ha'ika bechar u'maiser. There's bechar and maiser. So you say, you want to say, oh, it's including Shem Zevach? And Shem Zevach never has any carbon that has the Isser of shearing it and working it. That's not true. There are some carbonists that have that. And also that has Kedushas Aguf, even though it's a Baal Mum. Bechar, Behema Tahora. We know the three mitzvos that relate to firstborns. Pidyon Aben, firstborn son, and Pidyon Petar Chamor, firstborn donkey, and Pidyon Behema Tahora, which applies by certain animals. That is Chal, even if the Bechar is a Baal Mum. It's Chal. And Meiser, special din Pasuk in the Torah regarding Meiser Behema. So those are Chal and a Baal Mum Kavua. And they're not Yotzei L'Chulin, Le'Gazes V'Lei Aved. So Ve'ela, there's something to say about Bechar, but let's first continue. So Ela, what must it be? Shem Zevach Loktani. So that one, it must be that the Braisa is not talking about the larger category of Zevach, even though it is talking about the larger category of Tamura. But don't think every animal included in the Tamura line has the halachas of what was said in the previous line of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Maishna Tamura. So why by Tamura can we say it's including all animals, but while by Zevach it is not? And therefore by Zevach you have to choose. Either it's the Ayol, either it's the Par, V'chulu. Shem Tamura Achasi. Shem Tamura. Tamura, the Braisa can be understood by including all of the animals included in Tamura. It could fit in. So we could be called, we'd rather include all animals if we can. Zevach, Ika Bechar, V'Ika Meiser. Zevach cannot, there's no understanding that we can have to include Zevach, including all other animals, because there are two that don't fit in to that line. So that's why we cannot understand it as Shem Zevach, but we can understand it as Shem Tamura. Says the Ritva right here, explaining exactly what we just said, that... Pirish shekol advarim ha'amurim b'mishnah zu shenoagin b'tmura o she'enoagin ba shavanim b'chol tmura sheva olam. It could fit in. All tzmuris can have this halacha. Mashenki mizevach, dika b'chara meiser, that don't fit into the brisa, and therefore you cannot say that it is understood that way. Okay, a couple of points related to b'char and meiser. Yoredeish and chafalef. The mitzvah b'char, as we know, is a mitzvah say d'oraisa to be mafresh and makadesh the b'char behema tahora. There is an interesting shita of the smak. The smak, sefer mitzvahs katan, one of the sefer mitzvahs that we know, shin chafalef. Shin chafalef. The smak counts two separate mitzvahs aseh for Bechor. Two separate mitzvahs aseh. Usually we have one mitzvah of nisina lekohen, or hafrasha lekohen, by truma, by chala, by bikurim, by all of those the Rambam holds one mitzvah. Giving truma. There's one mitzvah of giving truma. I mafresh it for my field, and I give it to the Kohen. That's one mitzvah. Chala. I mafresh the chala, and I give it to the Kohen. That's one mitzvah. The Rambam Pasuk holds one mitzvah all across. But if you look in the smak by Bechor, he says two mitzvahs. To sanctify the Bechor, lekadesh Bechor, mitzvah kuf beis. Af al gav de Bechor me'elav kadosh. We'll get back to this. Even though the Bechor is automatically kadosh. Right when it comes out, the firstborn, Mikol Mako mitzvah lekatcha bepeh, Dechsiv kol bachar she yivaleh bivchar chav tercha, hazachar taktish, the mitzvah to be mekadishi. It's fascinating that the smak quotes another mitzvah, the mitzvah reish men beis, lasseis bechar lekohen, Dechsiv kol peta rechem, ba'adamu va'abeima, yihiyeh lecha. That's the smak separates the Hakadasha and the Nesina of the Kohen. The Ramban argues on that Rambam by all those mitzvahs, Truma, Chala, V'chulu. I don't remember if he says it by Bechor. Bechor is not as much of a Hafrasha as the others. It's just a Hakadasha. But the smak counts two separate mitzvahs, I say, for Hakadasha and for Nesina. There's a Taz in Shin Chaf Aleph that we've mentioned in the past. The Taz discusses why is it by two out of three of these mitzvahs, there is a bracha. By Pidyon HaBen, there's a bracha, al Pidyon HaBen. By Pidyon Pesach Hamor, there's also a bracha, not so common. People might not know the bracha by heart, because they haven't been to so many Pesach Hamor ceremonies. Not too many of their neighbors own donkeys, but it's a mitzvah seh d'oraisa that applies today. If a Jew owns a donkey, and there's no reason to try to prevent it. Right? By Bechor, we try to prevent, because we don't want karbanas walking around. But by a petach hamor, no problem. If I have a donkey, there's no kedusha to it, it just has a status. I have to change the status onto a sheep, give the sheep to a kohen, and I keep the donkey. No problems. That's mitzvah aseh d'oraisa today. That's halacha l'maisa. And there's a bracha on that. Al pidyon petach hamor, but there's no bracha on Bechor behema tahora. That's the shaila. Why, ask the Taz, two out of three of these mitzvahs get a bracha, but not Bechor behema tahora. He quotes the Prishas question. The Prishas gives an answer which does not accept. The Prishas says, you only make a bracha if you have something, Chazal, we're only misaki in a birchas mitzvah, if you have something that remains in your hands. If you have remains, by Pidyon HaBen, you keep your son. By Petach Hamor, you keep the donkey. By Bechor behema tahora, you keep nothing. You give it to the Kohen. So, why should you make a bracha on that? That's what his answer is. Says the Taz, why should that be a requirement? What is my... I'm doing a mitzvah. Who cares what the mitzvah is? I'm doing a mitzvah. I make a bracha on it. So I don't keep anything. Ve'ein zetam maspikli to mikom makom. Lama lo yavarech ala mitzvah. To mali bakash shalo nish'ar biyado. Kiva de mikom makom mikayim mitzvah Hashem baruch hu. I don't understand what the Prisha means. So the Taz gives a different shot that maybe this is what the Prisha means underneath, even though he doesn't say it. Ve'nir Ali says the Taz... The ain shayach bracha el b'masha ose ha'adam mishelo. If a person is actually doing something, then it's relevant to make a bracha. Al ze mevarech shezacha la'asos mishelo ritzon makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a donkey and I am changing its status. I have a son and I am changing the status, the kedusha onto the slime, and now I keep my son. I'm actually doing something. By the Bechor behema tahora, what am I doing? It's kadosh even if I don't say a word. So the Gemara says, even though it's kadosh, mitzvah latisho. Is that really doing something? Objectively, it's kadosh whether I like it or not. Mashenki and bibachar, de me olam lohayali zos chuspo. It was never mine. It goes straight to the Kohen. De misha nolad hu begaza derachmana. Vahavi ki'ilu lo nolad lo oso habachar. It's as if I didn't have a firstborn. Ela ki'ilu nolad vibes Kohen. Mi paraso. Derachmana zika lo bekach. K'moshe kasav kol peta rechem liyu. Al kenin shayach levarech, ki hiu eino ose klum. Mi mamona, he's not doing anything. He gives his own money. He gives a sheep. He gives money. Five shlam. That's what I think is the difference between these. So maybe that's what the parisha means. You don't keep anything, meaning you're not doing anything. It already goes to the kohen automatically from when it's born. When it comes to other Bechar, Behema, Tahara versus the other two. Also keep in mind Rav Salvechik's idea on this line of mitzvah lahakdisho. What does that mean? Once it's kadosh, I have a mitzvah to be makdish it. Salvechik writes, if Shechter has this in the Ginas Egos, that it's just like Shabbos. Shabbos is kadosh, whether I say something, whether I don't say something. Shabbos is automatic. It's kfi v'kaima. And yet we have a mitzvah of kiddush. What's that parallel to? So says Rav Salvechik, mitzvah lahakdisho. Even though it's just like pechar behema tahora, even though it's something's automatically kadosh, there's an element, again, not halachically really changing it, but at least the way that I relate to it, if I sanctify Shabbos, if I declare mekadesh haShabbos, so then that adds a personal element in my experience of Shabbos. And that's the mitzvah of Shabbos, the mitzvah of kiddush. Especially according to the Rishonim that say that only Kiddush is Daraisa and not Havdalah. That is the Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says both Kiddush and Havdalah are both Daraisa. Why? What does that mean? You cordon off Shabbos beforehand and afterwards. That sanctifies it. I cordon it off. I make it special. Kiddush and Havdalah are two sides of one coin. The mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbos Lekadsho. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says only Kiddush is Daraisa. Havdalah is Darabanan. Why? Isn't it about cordoning off Shabbos? So maybe not. It says maybe this is the Ramban's idea, that it's to mitzvah like Isha, it's mitzvah to sanctify it, even though it's kadosh v'omed. That's what I have a chiv to do. The Rambam might hold of this too, but he has another element, that to cordon it off is also required by the Torah. But either way, that is a couple of important issues relating to Bechar, Behema, Tahora. There is another girsa that we don't have. The girsa that we have is, wait, Bechar and Meiser are different because they can be Chal on a Mum Kavua. There's another girsa which Rashi does not have, but the Ritva quotes it, and that is Shlamim. Yesh Garson, says the Ritva. Ha'ika Bechar u'Meiser v'Shlamim. Why, what is Shlamim? What case of Shlamim? Rashi's Logari Shlamim. The carbon Shlamim ain Chal al-Bal Mum. Le aser b'pidyono b'giza u'b'avoda. Only by Bechar, only by Meiser. So how does Shlamim get in there? So says the Ritva, trying to defend that Girsa, v'yeh Shlomar, d'naket Shlamim, le'inyin she'eno docha es ha-Shabbos. Diktani reisha sha'zevach docha. There's another carbon, if you say Zevach is all-inclusive, that won't fit into the rule. Because in the first half of the Mishnah, it says that karbanos are docha Shabbos. This type of carbon is docha Shabbos, whatever carbon is under discussion. And a Shlamim is never docha Shabbos. Never docha Shabbos. The only shlamim, all shlamim is a carbon yachin. There's one that's a carbon seber, the kifsei atzeres, that are brought on shvuas. That's separate. That's not, wouldn't be in the regular shlamim world. And the Ritva says maybe that's what that girsa would suggest.
Do you make a bracha when you separate shuman and maisa?
Yes. Do you make a bracha when you separate shuman and maisa? The answer is yes. Asherket ishanu b'mitzvosav la'afrish, right, b'zman hazeh. If there's a vadai chiv, you make a bracha. A kohen makes another bracha when he eats the truma. But yeah, you make a bracha when you're mafresh shumas and maisers. The only time you don't make a bracha is if it's a malkum safik. Then you're just mafresh without a bracha. But if it's a vadai, we do make a bracha. Okay, we continue. Fourth line. Says the Gemara, back to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was the one on the bottom of Amud Beis that we started off with today. Rav Sheshes says, no, maybe it's not about the par. We wanted to say it was about the par of the Kohen Gadol to prove whether the par was a carbon yachid or a carbon seabor. And Rav Sheshes says, no, I have another option. Maybe it's talking about the ayil, which is for sure a carbon yachid. So the Gemara says, there's another option. Why did he push it in to say it was the ayil? Rav Sheshes, Ademukim la be'elo shel Aaron. Instead of saying it's talking about the ayil of Aaron, I have another suggestion. Lukma be'pesach. Maybe it's talking about the Karban Pesach. Why? That fits in. Did doche es haShabbos ves haTuma? Karban Pesach is also doche Shabbos haTuma, at least certain avodos. Remember the sixth parak in Psachim? Elu dvarim? Eilu dvarim shadochen as a Shabbos, right? We discuss all the avodos of Karban Pesach, everything that couldn't be done beforehand. So Karban Pesach is doche Shabbos. Karban Pesach is doche tuma va'ose tmura, and Karban Pesach is doche tmura also. Why the Karban Yachidu? It's a Karban Yachid, so it fits into all the requirements of the Mishnah. Why is that better than saying Eilu shel Kohen Gadol? Why is that a better choice? So Tosfos says, because Pesach in the Torah is called Zevach. The word in the bright Mishnah is zevach. So it says zevach pesachu. See the top tosis? Nire mishum dechatos ve'elo shel aron lo havi le'limisninu b'lashin zevach stama. The lo ashkachon de'ikri zevach. You never find those animals of Yom Kippur are called zevach. Avol pesach ksiv zevach pesachu. That's why the Gemara is suggesting that would be a better choice. So why doesn't it say pesach? So the Gemara, why that's a carbon yachid and it's doche. So where it says kasavar ain shochten a pesach ala yachid. No, maybe this is like the opinion that a carbon pesach is never brought for by a yachid. Right? Always has to have more than one person. Never can be brought by a yachid. Ask the Rishash 1 minute. I have another option. Says the Rishash, what? You're right. Let's say according to the Man D'Amar that a carbon pesach needs more than one person. But who's makdish the carbon pesach originally? Usually it's one person, and then more people come and join before Pesach. He puts it on the list. He says, I have a carbon Pesach. Whoever wants to join me, I have plenty of kizasin that are left in my animal. People sign up. You create a group. And that's it, says the Rishash. From the time that he is makdish it, until the time that he, other people come and join, doesn't have the status of a yachid. Even according to the opinion, ain't shochtem karban pesach al yachid, doesn't it start off as a karban yachid? So in that interim time, it should be good enough to be oset tmura. That's the Rishash's question, and he does not answer it. He says, kashali, de zevach pesach, de rasho yachid lahakdisho lepesach, ela sha'achar kach, kodem shchita, tzorech lihimanos alav od echad, v'yim kain, kodem shehimnu, hari odayin yachid alav, v'yoset tmura. That's his kasha. What's the answer? What do you have to say the answer is? Which he probably knows, but doesn't say it. You have to say the answer is that you have to look at what's going to be. Even though it's a yachid right now, but ain't shochet karban pesach al yachid does not mean that you don't look what's going on in the future. It's called a karban tzibur, period. Even though the mechanics of making a kadosh starts off with a yachid, but it's labeled as a karban tzibur. I saw this from the Tel Torah. Shemeachar ve'ena carbon kasher atche yitztarfu od minuyim. He's not going to, have to bring this carbon without others. Hare kasher sa carbon talui va'omed atche yizbaru mehem shar minuyiv. And therefore, right away, v'lochein gam lefneishin esmanu acherim me'achar v'kasher carbon talui behem nechshev kvar hayom carbon shutfin. That's why. That's what you have to say. It's an important question, but an important answer that a carbon pesach is already called a carbon seber. So that's why we can't say it's talking about the Pesach, because it can't be the Yachid that's Oset Tzmura. Says the Gemara, 1 second. What about Pesach Sheni? What about Pesach Sheni? Pesach even according to the Man D'Amar, the Pesach Rishon can't be brought by a Yachid. What about Pesach Sheni? Right? Can't that be brought by a Yachid? So the Gemara says, but that doesn't fit into the next line. Midachi Tuma? Is carbon Pesach Sheni Doche Tuma? As we'll see soon, that's a Machlokas. Whether Pesach Sheni is Doche Tumah. But at least there's an opinion that says it is not Doche. And if it's not Doche, then why should I be Mokim this Mishnah to Lo Aliba to Kulei Alma? And that's why we wouldn't suggest that this is a better choice than the Ayil of the Kohen Gadol. That's why we knocked it out. So Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishol Rava. 1 second. Now we're getting back to what we discussed yesterday on Amud Aleph. Remember we had the Machlokas. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov both argued on the Tanakama, who was not quoted on Amud Aleph on yesterday's daf, where the Tanakama was discussing the differences between a carbon Sibur and a carbon Yachid, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov both poked holes in that rule. Oh, there are other carbon Sibers that are not Docha. There are some carbon Yachids that are Docha. So in that Brisa, we quoted that, remember it was a question whether it was a Mishnah or it was a Brisa, either way, we quoted that carbon Pesach, that a carbon Chagiga is called a carbon Sibur. That was quoted on Amud Aleph. And here we're calling a carbon Pesach carbon yachid. That's the Gemara's question. Amalir funa brei devishul rava vitana, and also we did it yesterday too. Maishna pesach to karile carbon yachid u maishna chagiga to karile carbon sibur. Why is carbon pesach called a carbon yachid, a carbon chagiga brought a carbon sibur? Remember, both of them are brought by all Klal Yisrael, and they're all brought on yontif. So why should one be categorized as a carbon yachid and one be categorized as a carbon sibur? Is the carbon chagiga called a carbon sibur because it is brought in a big gathering, all of Klal Yisrael together? Pesach nami asi beknufya. Pesach nami also is brought in a big gathering all together. So Gemara says, no, not all carbon pesachs are brought in a big gathering. Ika pesach sheni telo asi beknufya. Pesach sheni is not brought beknufya, meaning it's it's by definition minority. By definition, it's the minority of Klal Yisrael, because if it was the majority, they would have brought it on Pesach Rishon. It's the minority. So therefore, when we say call Pesach a Karban Yachid, we're really referring to Pesach Sheni as being the Karban Yachid, compared to Chagiga, which is called the Karban Tzibur. If you look in Tosfos and Maseches Chagiga, he points out this problem, because the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga calls the Karban Chagiga a Karban Yachid. So Tosfos says, everything's relative. Compared to Pesach Sheni, the Karban Chagiga is more Tzibur than the Pesach Sheni. Compared to other Karbanos, what, a Chagiga has to be brought by each and every person. It's not brought for the Tzibur. Everybody brings their own Chagiga. So that is why it's all Tosfos in Chagiga. Vav and Aleph, he says the only reason our Gemara calls it a Karban Tzibur is because it's being compared to Pesach Sheni, which is less Tzibur-ish than the Chagiga. But the categorization should be realized that it is all relative. Keep in mind, when we talk about Karban Chagiga, it is which Karban are we talking about? It's an important just to keep clear in our heads. There are three karbanas that we each have to bring. Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. Three karbanas that we're going to have to bring. Mishnah and Chagiga, but I'll read it from the Rambam. The Rambam says, what are they? And based on three psukim in the Torah. Three psukim that basically say, be happy on Yontif and go up to Yerushalayim. None of them are mefurish that we have to bring the karban, but the way that we go up, the way that we celebrate, is through the karban. The Rambam quotes in Ilchas Chagiga, out of the six mitzvahs in Ilchas Chagiga, four assays and two los assays. Four assays. One of them is Hakel. So forgetting that mitzvah, there are three karbanas that we have to bring. It's called the Olas Re'iya, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. Those are the three. It is interesting, not for now, to look at, in the all the Moni HaMitzvos, those are three separate karbanas. Which mitzvah do the Rishonim group Aliyah L'Regel with? Because all of them have to do with going to the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif, but various Rishonim have different stances. Which of those karbanas is more kashur to the mitzvah of actually being Ol HaRegel than the others, right? Is it the Olas Re'iya? Is it the Shalmei Chagiga? They both have to be. So what are these? The Rambam says, Shalosh mitzvahs asei nitzavu Yisrael, b'chol regel v'mishlosh regalim. There are three mitzvahs. Ve'elu hein, Re'iya, yira'eh kol zechorcha, Chagiga, tachog l'Hashem Elokecha, and Simcha, v'samakta b'chagecha. Says the Rambam, you read those psukim, wonderful, go up and be happy. But in a deeper level, Chazal understand that each of those psukim are referring to a different karban. Two of them are vadai, need to be brought, and one of them is based on need. Says the Rambam, Hari'iya hamur batorah, hu sheyera'eh panav ba'azara, b'yom tov harishon shel chag. You have to go into the azara on the first day of Yantif. V'yavi imo karban ola. And bring an ola. That's Olas Re'iya. That's the first carbon that we have to bring. Every Jew has to bring an Olas Re'iya on the first day of Yontif. Bein min ha'of, bein min ha'behema. That's a controversial line of the Rambam. The next two lines are controversial. The Rambam says you can bring an oaf for an ola. Bring a bird. Who said you have to bring a keves? Says the Kesef Mishnah. I don't know where he gets this from. And it seems to be mefurish against the Gemara and Chagiga. He says you have to bring an animal that is carbon behema hazavuchim besakin. V'lo olas ha'of shehi nimlekes. Says, "Hey, Chazar Rabbeinu Beimina Of." Quotes the Mari Kirkus, who we have here. He must have had a different gear than the Gemara, because our Gemara says, "Mefurish, you can't bring Ofos." Okay, either one. That's the Olas Re'iya. Then the next line of the Rambam is also controversial, but a fascinating discussion. The Rambam says, "And if you show up in the Azara and you didn't bring your carbon Ola, you not only were Mavata L'Mitzvah Asay, but you get the Los Asay V'lo Yira Ufa Nairei Kam. But you're not going to get Malkus for that. Why? It's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa." Really, it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Walking into the Azara without my carbon ola is a lav she'ein bo maisa. How do you define a lav she'ein bo maisa? I physically did something. So that's where the Mari Kirkus struggles. That the issue is only if by the time you have left, you have not brought it. You don't have to walk in with it. What if it's there and you meet it there? That's also okay. So the moment you walk in, you didn't violate yet because maybe you'll get one there. And by the time you walk out, you're already out. And it's ein bo maisa because you should have done it inside. Either way, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. If you have a physical action associated with an Aveira, but it's not the Aveira itself, so is that called a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa or Ein B'Maisa? This is a great example of that idea. But either way, that's number one. Olas Re'i is the first carbon. Then we have Chagiga. What's the Chagiga? Chagiga Hamura Batorah Hu Sheyakriv Shlamim B'Yantif Arishon Shel Chag. We have the red carbon Shlamim on the first day. K'sheyavo Leheraos V'Adavar Yadua Shein Shlamim Boim Elamen HaBehema. And this has to be a behema, not an oaf. And the Rambam says, Shtei Mitzvos Eilu Shein Re'iya V'Chagiga Ein Nashim Chayavos Behen. Only men, not women. That's the Olas Re'i and the Shalmei Chagiga. Right? So when the Gemara usually says Chagiga, Chagiga, it's talking about number two. The Shalmei Chagiga. Even though Maseches Chagiga is about all of them. But that's the second one. And then the Rambam says, V'samachta b'chagecha, that's also referring to a karban. Hasimcha amura baragalim, hu sheyakriv shlamim, yeser al shalmei chagika. Ve'elu heinanikron shalmei simcha. Shnemar v'zavachta shlamim v'yachalta sham, v'samachla v'neshem alkecha. There he does quote a pasuk. V'nashim chayovos b'mitzvah zu. The Rambam says, women are obligated. This one of the Ravid jumps on him and says it's not true. But either way, those are the three. And then he says, none of them have a shear in the Torah, mitzvah lavi kefi ashro, shnemar ish kematnas yado. And it says, if you don't bring the olah and the shlam on the first day, you're makriv it all the days of chag. If the chag finishes, then avar zman abatal karbano, you cannot bring it. But those are the three karbanos. Whenever we say chagiga, we have to remember those three. The first two are obligatory. They have to be brought. The third one might be only if you need. If you want more meat, if you have a lot of people, then you could bring your shalmei simcha. But the first two are required by every man. By every man, the Rambam says, not women. And again, interesting to look at which one of those three, at least the first two, have a leila mitzvah, a leila regel connected to it. Okay, so the Gemara says, we don't talk about Pesach, maybe Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni is Yachid in relative terms. Amar Leh, continuing the Gemara now, he says back to him, one second, Im Kain, if, when, now we are suggesting that when it says, when Remeir said Pesach in the Brisa yesterday, when he called Pesach a Karben Yachid, he meant Pesach Sheni, so then, Im Kain, Ye Doch as a Shabbos as a Tuma. The continuation of Remeir's statement was that it's Doche Shabbos and Tumah. So it's Pesach Sheini, Doche Shabbos and Tumah. Amar Layin, yes. Yeah, you can say it that way because it's a machlokas. Kamanta Amar Ditachi. He also like the one that says Doche. Ditanya. Pesach Sheini, Doche Shabbos, Ve'in, Doche Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Doche Tumah. It's a machlokas. It's Doche Shabbos. Machlokas, whether it is even Doche Tumah. It's Doche Shabbos because you don't have any other day. Yud Dalid Iyar. Whenever it falls out, you have to bring Pesach Sheini. It's now or never. Mashenkin Tuma, that's the machlokas. My time at the Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama say it's only Docha Shabbos and not Tuma? Amar Lacha, Mibnei Tuma Dachisu, V'yasu B'Tuma? The whole point you waited a month was because you didn't want to bring a Tuma. So now, you can't bring a Tuma. We're trying to get out of it. And what's his option? So you're not going to bring it this year. Okay, you can't bring it. You bring it. Tuma does not coexist if you are in the minority. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lacha? No, Amar Kra. Kechol Chukas HaPesach Ya'asu Oso. The pasuk says there in Baal Oscha that there's a comparison between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. V'yafilu Betuma. And you compare it at least in that regard. Just like Pesach Rishon could be brought Betuma if it's the majority, so do Pesach Sheni can be brought Betuma if you don't have any other choice. HaTorah Hechzira Lav La'asos Betara. The Torah tried. You try to do a Betara. But Lo Zacha Yesen Betuma. But if you're not Zocha, if it doesn't work, then you do it Betuma. So our mayor could hold like that opinion. Good. Going back now to the original question of whether what we start off our whole discussion with is the par of the Kohen Gadol, again, that he does the two viduyim on, first his own viduy, then the viduy of the Kohanim, is that a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur? Says the Gemara. But typically, why don't we say, learn it from the following. Three times in the Torah, it uses the possessive regarding the Kohen Gadol, asher lo. V'tepeklei, da asher lo amarachmana, that is his, mi shelo hu mevi. He brings it from his own money. So why isn't that good enough to say it's a carbon yachid? Ditanya, as the Brisa says, to explain why you need three phrases. Asher lo, mishalohu mevi velo mishal tzibur. Only from his money, not from the tzibur's money. Yacholo yavi mishal tzibur. Shein ha-tzibur miskaperin bo, you might think, he doesn't bring from the tzibur, because the tzibur is not miskaper from it. Avo yavi mishal echav ha-kohanim, shari echav ha-kohanim miskaperin bo. Maybe he shouldn't bring from his Yisrael friends, but maybe from the kohanim they could bring, after all, because they got kapara with it. Tamalamo asher lo, that's the second asher lo. Yacholo yavi vimhe kasher. You might think that's only a din lechatchila, but not b'diavad. Tamalo marshuv asher lo shana hakasiv alav la'akev. The Torah repeats it. As this is the first time we have this explicitly in the Gemara. In Kachim, when it's repeated, it's le'ikuva. So you see from here. So why isn't this a proof that the power of the Kohen Gadol is a carbon yachid? There's a lot to say, but let's just finish the flow. So the Gemara says ula taimech. One second. So you're using this to prove, but one second. Echav hakohanim. The Kohanim are getting kapara through this carbon, correct? The vidui is done. Ilav dekanu begavehechim is kapar lehu. If it's really totally a carbon yachid, how do the Kohanim get kapara through it? That wouldn't be possible. Why? The assumption of the Gemara is, an important halachic assumption, you need to be somewhat of a bialim on the carbon in order to achieve kapara through it. A legal bialim on the carbon. And therefore, ask the Gemara, if the Kohanim are totally fine, the Kohen Gadol uses his money to buy it. But if you say that that's all it stays like, it would be impossible for the Kohanim to get kapara through it. Ella, what must you say? It's a chiddush haTorah. Shiny be gaza de Aaron, the rishus of Aaron, meaning the Kohanic family is different. The afgre rachmana gabeachal kohanim. The Torah demands the Kohen Gadol to buy it, but then the Torah expands the legal ownership and the legal bialus. It's the Kohen Gadol's carbon, but the Kohanim are also included. Maybe like we said on Friday, in a mikufya way, not in a mikvah way, in a floating way, not kavua, but still, it's expanded. So, Chagabi Tzmura Nami says, Odu also by Tzmura, you're not forced to say that it remains a carbon yachid. It could be that it expands to be a carbon seber or shutfin, and therefore we would not have Tzmura. Shani begaza da Aaron, Tavgar Achmana, Gabi Echav, Ha Koanim, period. Okay, a couple of points. That is number one, the Chashuke Chemet here. Sorry, one of the day. Chashuke Chemet here discusses, talking about the Kohen giving his, buying it, and then it's expanded to be Shel Kohanim. This is the Shiloh. There was a Gadol Hador that gave a check to Stucca. A very big rabbi gave a check to Stucca. Somebody else was online behind him, whatever, sees, goes to the Gavai Stucca and sees this check written by the Kohen Gadol for 1,000 shekel. 1,000 shekel, amazing, for the Aniyim. So this person behind, he says, you know what, can I have that check written by the Kohen Gadol? I'll give you a check for 10,000 shekel. He gives him a check for 10,000 shekel. He takes the check for 1,000 shekel, frames it, and puts it on the wall of his house. Yeah, it's like the dollar. It's like the dollar. He put it, this check signed by the Gadol Hador, and he gave $10,000. The Aniyim are much happier. Much happier with $10,000 than $1,000. Was the Gadol Hador Mekayim the mitzvah of Stucca? His check was never cashed. He never lost a penny. He gave it as a check, but the guy bought it. Haim Gadol Hador Kiyem Mitzvah Stucca. Ki Ulai Me'achav Lo Chaser Klum Mishalo Lo Kiyem Mitzvasa. Or similar, what happens if the Kohen Gadol gives money for his par, he gives, you know, whatever it is, 1,000 shekel lasocher, and an usher comes and says, that was the Kohen Gadol's, I want that. He takes it and he pays for it. Or he gives double, whatever it is. Is that considered the par of the Kohen Gadol? It wasn't his money. He ultimately caused the buy, so is that good enough to be considered mishalo? So he says, maybe it connects to certain halachas. Do you focus on the Nesino or the Kabbalah? The Mishnah Lamelech has the suffix. Mishnah Lamelech in Ilchus Ishus. It's been a while. Because of Seder Nashim. Mishnah Lamelech has Ishus. We know that a chassan has to give a kala shava pruta. So what happens if the chassan gives the kala something that's asur bahana? Asur bahana. So the Gemara says in Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Einim Kudashas. All the Isurei Hana'a, Arla, Kilaya Kerem, all the Isurei Hana'a, it's not worth anything. Can't get an offer from it. Therefore, there's no marriage. What happens, ask all the Rishonim there, the Ritva and the Mishnah, the Melech and Ilchus Ishus, what happens if she is a Chola Sheish Bo Sakana? So she's allowed to get benefit from Isurei Hana'a. Is that a good marriage? If the Chassid knows, Chassid wants to marry a Chola Sheish Bo Sakana, he has faith that she's going to get better, it's going to be okay. And do we say, in that case, well, it's worth something for her, but it's not worth something for him? So mitzvah the Kabbalah is Shavu Pruta, but mitzvah the Noset is not a Shavu Pruta. That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What about the other way? What if the Chas is a Chol Hashish Masakana? So the Nesina is worth selling, but the Kabbalah is not worth anything. So this is a discussion that the Ritva has there, and the Mishnah Lebech, he says, so says the Rav Zilberstein, maybe here too. The Noset, the Kabbalah they got. The animal was bought, but he didn't give anything. Maybe he's totally on that chakira. So he says, no. He says, Besavik Rishon, where the Gogol Gar gave the money to Stucca, and the guy took it and gave 10,000. He says, for sure he gets the mitzvah of Stucca. He says, for sure he gets the mitzvah of Stucca. He did what he had to do. Just because it was never cashed, but he did it. He did the mitzvah of Stucca. Vein inyan badafka sha'anosein yechzar mikaspo. That's not a requirement. You thought you were going to be mechaser. And they said, Kamochein benidon sheni shapar yom kippurim, nira shakiyim es mitzvah. It's good enough. It's good enough, he thinks, to be the bishalo of the Kohen Gadol. It's just similar to what we said before, according to the Manda Amar of Par, Vafilu Bedamu Shal Par, we had earlier, you could come in and substitute. So he says, you see, you don't have to be Machasa. Anyway, but that's the a little discussion relating to what's called Mishalo and the case of Tzedakah. The other, just one other point to mention, and then we'll get to the next Mishnah, is the Asvin Daraisa. Asvin Daraisa here discusses We should have discussed this two or three times earlier, but it's about time. Yuma Nun Aleph, where he says there are two principles that only apply in Kachim, that don't apply outside the world of Kachim. One of them is right here. Shana Akasav La'akev. If the Torah wants something to be Ma'akev in Kachim, it's got to repeat it. Everywhere else in the Torah, you can have a pasuk that says it once. You know, it's a davar li'ikuva. You don't have to say it twice. By Kachim, it's La'akev. And the other principle that's learned down in Masechta Zvachim is Ein Lamed Min HaLamed. You don't have a double two-step limud. In the other areas of Halacha, you can have a Gzeir Shava, and then after you have a Gzeir Shava, you can have a Hekish built on the Gzeir Shava. You can have two different limudim. In Kachim, you don't have that. Kachim, you can only have one-step limud, not two-step limudim. Okay, that's in Daraisa. Wonders two things. In Klal Yud Beis, Rabbi Yosef Engel, he says, he doesn't have an answer to this question. He says, I don't know why, once you have the principle in Kachin of Shana Kasav La'akev, why don't you learn that to Kala Torah Kula? Kachim are more chamor, so it should be a Kal V'chomer. If in Kachim you need a second pasuk to make it Ma'akev. So surely, outside of Kachim, it should be more Mako, and you should require Shana Kasav La'akev. He does not know why that is. He says, but then he says, yes, well, what's the source for Shana Kasav La'akev? The Gemara never quotes a source for it. He says, is it a halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Or is it based on a pasuk? There's a Tosis in Zachim that quotes a pasuk. So he says, if it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, then I can understand. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai says, it's only in Kachim. Fine. But if you say, and he said, I don't have a source that's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, I'm just suggesting it. But if you say it's based on a pasuk, then he says, Sarach Ian, I don't know why this principle only applies to Kachim and is not extended to outside of Kachim. That's the first half of his words. The second half of his words is, what's called Kachim for these principles? And we're not going to go into it now, but first paragraph is Big Day Kahuna. Are Big Day Kahuna considered Kachim for these two principles? Quotes a machlokas about that. What about Bikurim? Bikurim, he quotes a number of sources that are called Kachim. What about Truma? What about Nazirus? By Nazirus, do you need Shana HaKasav La'akev? Again, all of these, that's his type of discussion. What is called Kachim in this regard? And those are the two principles that only apply to Kachim. Okay, but we have to continue. Says the Mishnah. Here we go. So the Kohen Gadol Baruch Hashem. They brought in the Kaf and the Machta, and now it's full. He took two handfuls in his hands, and he put it into the Kaf, and the Machta is filled up with coals, and now he has the Machta in his right hand, the Kaf in his left hand, and he's walking into the Kodesh Kodashim. We're getting there. Hayom Mahalech Behechal, Acha Megia, and then he walks in the Hechal from east to west. Acha Megia Lebein Shtei HaParochos HaMavdilos Bein HaKodesh Bein Kodesh HaKadashim. And he comes to the two curtains that are separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. Ubeinei and Amma. And there was an Amma distance in between the two curtains. Rav Yosi Omer, no, Lo Hayis Hashem Ela Parochos Achas Bilvad. There was only one curtain. Shene'emar V'Hivdila HaParochos Lachem Bein HaKodesh Bein Kodesh HaKadashim. It says, the paroches separates between. Says the Gemara, Shaper Kamar Lu Rabbi Yosi the Rabbanan. Sounds like a good claim. The pasuk says one curtain. Why do we say two curtains? So for Rabbanan Ami Lecha, no. Hani Mili B'Mishkan. No, in the Mishkan, that's where the pasuk that Rabbi Yosi is quoting, there was one curtain. Aval B'Mikta Sheni, there's a problem. The Mikta Sheni, Kivan Delohavi Amatraxin, in Bias Rishon, there was a wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. Bias Sheni was much taller though. You couldn't make a wall so tall with the exact same thickness. You'd have to make it thicker, also it would fall down. But you're not allowed to make it thicker. Because of the Pasuk, Rashi quotes it here, it's not in our Gemara. Rashi quotes here, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Hakol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alai Haskil. You have an exact Misora, what is allowed to be built in the structure of the Mikdash. So you can't just make it thicker because you want to. So there was a thin wall, and you couldn't have a wall, so you have to have curtains. But the problem is, over Mikdash Rishon of the Have, the Mikdash Rishon had the Amatrax in the tall wall. V'istavgulu Rabbanan. They didn't know the thickness of that Amatraxin. Is it considered Kodesh Kadashim? Is it considered Kodesh? So they just have to leave it off limits just in case. That's why they made two parochas, which were the borders of where the Amatraxin was, but it was, again, a much taller, and therefore, that's why you had two parochos in Bayis Sheni. Tosva says, why didn't you build an Amatraxin as high as it was in Bayis Rishon, and then build a curtain on top of it to the rest of the space? Tosva says we have a Misora. According to the Gemara in Baba Basra, it's either all wall or all curtain. Right, you can't mix and match. It's one or the other. So if you can't build the whole thing as a wall, you build it as a curtain. The Mikdash David has a great question, which is so others say also. We know, we're going to get to later on, that we had it once before, the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam and the sar blood towards the paroches. Time number two. First time is in the Kodesh Kodashim. Second time is towards the curtains. In front of which curtain does he do it? We have a safek. What's the real curtain? So which is it? So says the Mikdash David. Well, there's a machlokas later on whether you have to sprinkle it towards the curtain and it falls on the floor in front of the curtain, or it goes onto the curtain. So if you say what we hold, that it just goes on the floor before the curtain, doesn't make a difference. So you do it from the heichal towards the curtain, hits the floor of the heichal, no problem. But if you say it has to touch the curtain, like the Yerushalmi says, he says, then which curtain do you have to do it on? Right? It's lachor, it's ma'akev, it's avodas pnim, tzarachiyin. He does not answer the Gemara. He says does not mention it. So some achronim say, oh, maybe it doesn't matter. You do it on the outer curtain min bemino, which is the same curtain. Eino chotzeitz. They try to come up with answers, but that's the question. Which curtain would it make a difference? Would it make a difference? Others say that it wouldn't make a difference. But either way, that is the structure of the two parochos.
How would you physically reach the inner curtain?
You would have to sprinkle it from inside, from in between. You'd have to go inside. He'd have to squeeze into the one amma and sprinkle it to the curtain on the inside.
He can squeeze into the one amma.
Yeah, he can reach his hand. He can work it out. Tana Rabbanan. Vayter. So we continue now. Says the Gemara. Bein HaMizbeach. So how did he get there? So now we're going east to west. Which path did the Kohen Gadol take to go from east to west? Remember, in the middle is the Mizbeach HaZahav. On the right side, which is the north side, is the Shulchan. On the left side, on the south side, is the menorah. So he has a couple of choices, right? He could go in between the wall and the menorah or the shulchan, or he could go in between the shulchan, in between the mizbeach and one of the other kelim. So how does he get there? So number one, bein hamizbeach v'le menorah haymahalik. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that he goes in between the mizbeach and the menorah, meaning on the south side of the mizbeach. Reb Meir Omer, bein shulchan l'mizbeach. No, goes on the north side of the mizbeach. They both hold though that you don't go next to the wall. Right, you go next to the mizbeach and one of its kelim. V'yesh omrim bein shulchan l'kosel. Third day, no, you go all the way on the north side, between the shulchan and the wall. Man yesh omrim. Why? Rashi points out everybody agrees that the entrance is going to be on the north side. Everybody agrees that the ultimate entrance into the Kodesh Kodashim. If there's one curtain there, it's going to be from the north side. If there are two curtains there, you're going to go first on the south, and then go up to the north, and then go into the Kodesh Kodashim from the north. Why? So that when you come in, the Aron's on your right side. And you turn to the right, and then your Aron will be on the right side. That'll be, right, make a left right when you get into the Kodesh Kodashim, and then your Aron is on the right side, called Pino Shat Tapona. So everybody agrees, you enter the Kodesh Kodashim on the north side. Man Yish Omrim, Amar Reb Chizr, Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi is the one that says you go all the way to the north. De Amar Pischa B'tzafon Kai. Reb Yossi is the one, remember in the Mishnah that said there's only one curtain, you have to go in from the north side, so he walks on the northern border. Reb Yehuda Amar Lachano, Pischa B'darim Kai. Reb Yehuda says, the first curtain you enter in from the south, and that's why you go on the south side. Reb Meir Kaman Svirle, what about Reb Meir? Reb Meir says, you go Bein Shulchan V'la Mizbeach. Right, you go on top of the Mizbeach, but on the north side. Ik Reb Yehuda Svirle, Neil Reb Yehuda. It feels like Reb Yehuda go more towards the south. Ik Reb Yossi Svirle, Neil Reb Yossi. So why does he have this middle approach? So la olam Reb Yossi Svirale, really he holds like Reb Yossi that you should go from the north. The problem is v'yam alecha, but he holds shulchan osafan v'dar munachin umifzak alei shulchan v'lo misayil le. He holds, like we know, in the Beis Hamikdash, Shlomo HaMelech built 10 extra shulchanos, 10 extra menoros, as we had earlier, and the way they were positioned was that there were two rows, as a machlokas hanam, how the rows went, but they were positioned, according to Reb Meir, the Gemara is suggesting, from north to south, so there was no space on the north side to get past. So you had to go on the south side of the shulchanos, and then wrap around, and then go to the north. And that's why you couldn't go all the way on the north side. Just to end with the Rambam, which is a difficult Rambam, and the Kesavisa and others try to figure it out, the Rambam says, in talking about the structure, in the same halacha, first he says, "B'bayis Rishon haya kosel mavdil bein hakodesh vein kodesh hakodashim." In Bayis Rishon, there was a wall, kamatraxin. And a couple lines later, he says, "Avol b'mikdash Rishon lo haisa sham ela paroches achas bilvad." There was one paroches. Shenemar v'yavdila paroches lachem. That's the Kesem Mishnah. He's soser himself in the same halacha. So he says, when he says mikdash Rishon, the second time he must mean Mishkan. That's what he says. How do you understand the Rambam? The others say, no, it means even when there was Amitraxin, there was a doorway to get in. and that doorway had a curtain. Says that's what Rambam understands. Well, it wasn't a brick wall, you have to get in somehow. It was a wall with a curtain, and that's how you could get in there. Because it was a din that has to be a parochas there also. That's a special din. It says that beferish in the Mishkan. That has to be the parochas. Even when there was the physical wall, there was also the parochas there as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll continue in the fifth parak.